home.
In language, it makes a little bit of difference. But no, that's good. Mm-hmm. How about a white?
We refer to as the head honcho. You know, the honcho. Or either, you know, like when the blacks get together, hey man got some pull, he got some connections, you know, get to him.
That's
you know.
Pull connections,
okay. You know. Okay. If you want anything done, you know, go to my main man, you know. And you get this get that done, you know. Instead of going through the chain of command, go to the head honcho and he can pull those strings for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it's referred to.
Okay. Okay, what might you call a city employee that has no real job or responsibilities and doesn't do any real service but gets paid anyway?
Black or white?
Both.
I refer to a person as black, a nigger token, to say I have my, you know, to have the quota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on a piece of paper, he has thus title.
Mm-hmm. But then
in actuality, he's not doing a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But for HEW,
mm-hmm.
they have met their quota. Okay. As black one, and let's say management capacity. But hey, he's just sitting there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call him?
They always refer to him as a nigger token. Or with a flunky.
Okay.
Patsy.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. How about his wife?
Refer to him as a flunky.
Mm-hmm.
Or
okay.
With a Patsy.
Okay. Got written down here, politician. Yeah, sense is true. Okay, what would be some, what would you call just large food stores in a shopping center, just in general?
Supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about, what might you call, neighborhood stores, you know, smaller stores?
Oh.
Like the one down the street, or?
We're talking like 7-Elevens?
Mm-hmm.
I would just call them convenience stores,
mm-hmm.
convenience corner stores.
Okay. If it wasn't a 7-Eleven, say if it was like a little family store down at the corner, would you call that a convenience store too?
I would call it highway robbery.
Your local highway robbery store. How's that?
Huh?
How's that?
Because this is where you spend more money. This is where it will eat your pocketbook out. Okay, like these little convenience stores, little corner stores, now they stay open till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Okay, maybe the 7-Eleven closes at 5 in the evening, you know, somebody. The supermarket closes at 6. Okay, here you home, doggone it, it's hot. I should have drinking me 6 cases of beer. 10 cases of beer, you know. Oh, I need some bread, I need some milk. Hey, Blase store is closed. That store is closed. Doggone it, there's a corner store right there. But the prices. Now, that corner store knows that you're going to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know at the last minute, you want something.
Yeah.
If you want it bad enough, you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Where's a 6-pack? A beer, a 6-pack of soda at the supermarket, or what have you, cost you maybe $1.69, $1.39, or what have you.
Hmm.
At the little corner store, it's $2.50, $2.75, or what have you. And they've made themselves a hell of a profit.
Hmm.
And this is where it eats you.
Now, you talk about a corner store?
I'm talking about corner stores.
Not a 7-Eleven or something?